Investors have long been playing the bet that the Fed will opt to lean on the side of policy accommodation. But in recent months, this bet has been a tougher one to play. And in recent weeks, things have only intensified with rate cut expectations significantly scaled back. Strong U.S. data and hotter U.S. inflation have been the main drivers of this flow. And the U.S. dollar has been running strong while stocks come under intense pressure as a consequence. Monday's impressive U.S. retail sales beat has only pushed things further in this direction, and there is a feeling investors could be losing hope that their strategy will ever be effective again. But we doubt this will actually be the case, and now that rate cut expectations have been tempered so significantly, we actually see the balance of risk tilting back to some more market supportive developments in which the Fed is forced to perhaps once again consider more rate cuts than less. Unfortunately, and somewhat counterintuitively, this might come from the escalation on the geopolitical front as conflict in the Middle East heats up and possibly puts the Fed in a position to say it wants to be more considerate about keeping policy as loose as possible amid the geopolitical climate. It's also possible economic data in the U.S. starts to turn south and inflation reads cool back down, all which would get the market back to thinking about more rate cuts again. But for now, it's about stopping the bleed, and it'll be interesting to see what that next catalyst around the corner might be to get the market feeling good again. Many were hoping it might be the China GDP beat earlier today, but the data wasn't able to shine all that much, with China industrial production and retail sales reads offsetting with discouraging outcomes. Looking ahead, key standouts come from German wholesale prices, UK employment, Eurozone trade, and German ZEW reads, Canada inflation, U.S. housing starts and building permits, U.S. industrial production, and some central bank speak. That's all for now.